Welcome to Watershed's November podcast. My name is Mark Cosgrove. I'm the head of the creative programme here at Watershed. Michael Haneke is, for my money, the most accomplished and distinguished filmmaker working in Europe. Haneke is up there with Bergman and Fellini. Each film is a dispatch from the cinematic front line. Each film is an intense reflection on humanity's foibles. Each film is also a reflection of and on us. His films often cause outrage, either because of what they portray or how they portray it. Most memorably, it was in Funny Games, his devilishly playful take on the thriller genre, which drew the audience into uncomfortable complicity with the killers. Or in The Piano Teacher, which portrayed a teacher of classical music to have deviant sexuality. These two films unfortunately allowed detractors to focus on specific scenes. It is, however, in his films Code Unknown and Hidden that, to my mind, reveal the depth and reach of Haneke's artistic greatness. Both these films are reflections on multicultural Parisian life and the tensions which riddle that society, in particular between the comfortable middle classes and les bas-fonds, as they say in the streets of Paris. Haneke unravels these very current and topical tensions without giving answers, which irritate some people, and with great cinematic artistry. So it is with his latest film, The White Ribbon, which through a story of a rural village in pre-World War I Germany, explores the insidious rise of evil and reflects on the capacity of people to deal, or not as the case may be, with the implications. On one level, Haneke is, in very personal terms, exploring what it took for his own people, society, to have the capacity to embark on two world wars and the atrocities of Nazism. But equally, he's casting the net wider to reflect on what it takes for us and society to be drawn into evil. One need only look at our own society to see the insidious rise of a nationalism which suggests one group of people have more rights than others, to see White Ribbon's contemporary resonance. That Haneke can explore such themes in a compelling, engrossing, distinctive cinematic style is testament to a true master of the medium. The White Ribbon opens on Friday the 6th of November. The 15th edition of the Encounter Short Film Festival opens this month, and if you want to get a sneak preview of the emerging auteurs of the future, this is the best place to start. A lot of feature filmmakers learn their craft in the short film form. Names like Jane Campion, Lynn Ramsey, Damien O'Donnell, and most recently, Andrew Arnold come to mind. It is in the various programmes of the festival that you'll see work and names which you should remember for the feature makers of the future. As part of my job of putting the competitive strands together, I watch in the region of 400 short films, and every year I am always amazed and thrilled by the range and quality of work submitted. Basically, the short film can do everything that the feature film can, but more concisely. This year I was keen to explore the transition from shorts to features. My day job involves watching lots of feature films, and of course I am aware of filmmakers like the ones mentioned above who have come up the shorts route. Most recently was Romanian director Radu Jude, who won the international prize at Encounters 2 years ago with his delightful film The Tube with the Hat. At the Berlin Film Festival earlier this year, I came across his first feature film, The Happiest Girl in the World, which showed the same wry humour. I was keen that the short film festival not begin and end with shorts, but acknowledge that transition. So this year we'll be screening a handful of features, including Radu's film and also Tom Harper's Scouting Book for Boys. Tom also won an award at Encounters for his short Cubs. Shifty, which was made through Film London's microwave scheme, and of course, Andrea's Fish Tank. At the time of going to podcast, Fish Tank has been nominated for 8 British Independent Film Awards, so I am delighted that Andrea will be attending Encounters and giving her hard-earned insight into developing feature projects. And also Scouting Book for Boys just won the Best Newcomer for its scriptwriter at the London Film Festival. Tom will be on the jury at this year's Encounters. The great thing about Encounters is that for 4 days the film industry comes to Bristol. They come to spot the emerging talent, the filmmakers, producers, writers, et al., who in turn come to meet the industry. Most importantly, the filmmakers get their films in front of an audience, which is really what it is all about. That nerve-jangling moment when their precious film goes out into the wide world and is projected onto the big screen in front of a live audience. For audiences, there is plenty on offer, from trips across the world through the short film, to showcases of local talent, to masterclasses from industry professionals. Get along and enjoy the festival atmosphere. Encounters runs from Tuesday the 17th until Saturday the 21st of November. That's all for this month.